guy that's just saying an hour before us, he won't shut up. He's in the corner. Your show is done, pal. Jeff, get your ass out of here, will you?
Well, that's the way it is, Drew, man, to start out the poor outdoors.
The guy comes up from Nashville, thinks he can control the whole show all of a sudden. Hey, I love your stuff, man.
Thanks.
Love your stuff.
Thanks, you guys. Have a good show.
Take care,
thanks,
you better
buddy.
Well. Hey, it's Drew, man, to the four outdoorsmen. I'll tell you what, I was thinking about on the way here, I think I need therapy. I really do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I was at the gym today and doing a bunch of, the leg presses.
You look good today.
I feel
your
good.
Skin is shining
energy,
today.
A lot of energy.
You look
90,
good.
90-pound leg presses, do three sets, whatever it is. And I see a young lady going behind me, and I think she wants to use the machine. So I finish my sets. She turns around. I get off the set. I take my 90-pound thing, go up to 160 pounds, thinking that when she sits down, she'll be very impressed
like
with
Anchorman,
me.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think I need some help. I think that's a sickness. I don't know, but you tell me. Is that wrong?
No.
I think that's normal.
Does that have anything to do with the outdoors?
Like, wow, he's strong. Let me go get his number.
Yeah, and I thought I wanted to see her reaction when she tried to get on the seat. 160 pounds, this little punk. That was me, man. But it's kind of fun to do that stuff. I like to play with people's minds like yours. Rumor, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I tell you what. Happy Sunday evening to the land of 10,000 lakes. You're tuning in to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country. And we had a great weekend, Stru, man. It was the St. Paul Ice Fishing Show.
I can't believe you're still awake.
Well, I do have a cup of coffee in me right now that I'm still sipping on. And it is the Super Bowl of ice fishing, as you know, Stru.
It's the largest in the country. Am I correct? The largest?
I think it's the largest in the world. Really? I mean, there's 30 to 50,000 people that come through the doors. I think 500 vendors, fishing ponds, virtual fishing machines, every major manufacturer when it comes to houses, tackle, electronics, rods, reels, gears, and apparel. And I had the pleasure to be there with the Four Outdoorsmen from Bob Country, Blue 42, our marketing agency, and support our great sponsors of the show that were there, Clam Outdoors, Ice Team, Ice Team Junior, Vexlar Marine Electronics, and the greatest place to catch walleyes ever, Devil's Lake, North Dakota's own, the Fifth Outdoorsman, Tanner Cherney.
Was he there too?
And Susie and Rick from the Sleep Inn. We've stayed there before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to our left is a special guest, Mr. Tanner. Tanner, welcome in studio to the Four Outdoorsmen.
Thanks for having me. Finally, 5 years and I'm finally here.
Yeah.
Well, it only took 5 years to get you, and we made it 5 years because we often refer to you as the Fifth Outdoorsman.
Technically, he's the fourth.
Technically, he is the fourth. Well, we can call Brandon the fourth sometimes.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, it was a great weekend, Strewman. A lot of cool, innovative stuff there. Some highlights for our listeners. Are we going to cover that now, Mark, or do you want to cover that a little bit later?
It's a great show. We have Jason Mitchell on later. We'll talk to Tanner probably most of the second break. So let's talk about the ice show.
Well, I tell you what, some of the cool things I saw, Stru, man, and I did have tickets for you reserved.
I appreciate that. Were
a couple things. One, in the clam booth, they have the new Motion Float Series suits that are in a series of their Ice Armor suits, which are like portable ice houses that you wear. They keep you warm in the extreme cold conditions. And literally, they had like a little swimming pool there where Derek, one of the clam pros, would put on the Motion Float suit with a t-shirt and shorts, and he would float like a bobber. And it was absolutely amazing to see how well he would float. And I see...
He's not a small man either.
No, he is not a small man. And I see a trend in the world of ice fishing where floating suits are going to be the trend because... All about safety. As you know, no ice is never safe. And I know next week, I think we're going to have Cindy Jo Schlower on and her boyfriend and Lindsay Hayes to talk about her buck hunting expedition in Saskatchewan. And Cindy's going to share some stories with her boyfriend.
But
ice safety is number one. So these flotation suits are absolutely amazing. That was a really cool thing. Vexlar had a really cool new device come out called the Glow Ring, which attaches to your Vexlar unit, whether it's a Gens pack or part of their FLX series. And what that does is really illuminate your jig or your lure. So when you're fishing in, murky, dirty, dark water, it really brightens up the jig. So you don't have to do the old trick of like trying to get a flashlight out there.
Or your headlamp.
Or your headlamp.
Stick it right in front of your face.
And then it sticks on the brim of your ball cap.
Now, does that run on the regular Vexlar battery?
Yeah, it just runs on the regular Vexlar battery. And true to form with Vexlar, I run my FLX 28. for 3 days straight and never have to charge it. Now, you can charge it. I've left it out in my clam fish trap before, my X2, and it will be sitting out in minus 20 degree weather. They probably, you know, don't advertise this. And that thing fires right back up, guys, from when we're in Devil's Lake, when we're visiting John Sibley and Gogebic and the UP, which we're going to do that again.
I'm looking forward to that.
That's going to be a fun trip to get up to the UP of Michigan again. But that glow ring is really something that I think is going to continue to evolve when technology. You know, I saw a lot in cool and gear and apparel. I mean, the gloves.
Let me ask you a question about
there.
the glow ring you started. Hang on a second. Well, go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
I was just going to, you know, we all have glowing jigs. I mean, do you notice, and Tanner, you can chime in, is that something you mostly just use at night or at low light, or do you use it all day or not really?
I mean, even an all-day thing, just when you get into murky water, it seems like that glow jig just really helps attract that fish that much more.
And that's what a glow ring does as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. So the glow ring is kind of a circular funnel screw that sits to the right of it. So there's no top or bottom to it. So it's just like this coffee cup without a bottom.
Right. Like a small donut or something.
Yep. You just drop your jig in there, let it sit for maybe 20 to 30 seconds, Tanner?
Yeah, I'd say about 30 seconds or so. That's usually about
And it really, and what it does is it hits your jig or your lure from all angles, right? It's 360 degrees. And so it really illuminates that piece of tackle very nicely. And to answer your question, yes, I completely agree with Tanner. When you're fishing in even, you know, good light conditions outside, but murky water, or even in low evening conditions in the morning or evening, which, you know, some lakes that's predominantly when the walleye bite can really trigger. It's something that you just add to your toolkit. And you talk about, you know, tackle, tungsten continues to be the standard when you get into ice fishing. We've even seen that in the open water now with the Clam Pro Tackle open water jigs that Tanner and I used in Devil's Lake in the Alumacraft, right?
And that's something that's in my tackle box now. That is just a phenomenal piece of
Yeah, food. When we filmed with Midwest Outdoors, you know, Tanner and I saw that we were fishing against the edge of the weed lines with some swim baits, and some of those bites were pretty light. And that tungsten, Tanner, is just a little heavier jig, a little more dense. So even in the open water, it helps you feel that bite that much more. And then when it comes to ice fishing, I think there's something with tungsten on how it reflects on the sonar for your flasher or your Vexlar. It shows up a little better. It is more dense. It does drop 30% faster. Now, folks can say, well, why does that matter? Well, sometimes, like perch fishing or crappie fishing, it takes the first one to bite, Strewman, to really activate that school to get them going. And once you get those perch or crappie going, you don't really know how long it's going to last. It could be 2 minutes, it could be 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. But with that being said, the faster you can get that jig back in the water, plus with that heavier weight, it's going to hold that tackle and that jig to a better presentation. So it's not really spinning around as much. So there's been a real benefit to using tungsten jigs.
Go ahead, Mark.
What I like about the tungsten too is I'm pan fishing a lot with the kids, and with a tungsten, you just have a tight line every time. You know what I mean? So if you use a really small lead jig,
yeah, 1/64th ounce or something crazy,
you can see it kind of wavy, like you're just not down enough, and you don't really want to use split shot if you don't have to.
Because that just spins that jig, right?
So when you're fishing with kids especially, it's so nice just to have a tight line all the time. Then you can jig, and it's always staying down, and they can feel that bite a lot better.
Hey, Boom, I'm glad you clarified a little bit about the glow ring, because last week when you spoke about the glow ring for a couple of seconds, it almost sounded like the glow ring was something that went in the water with your jig.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what it was something. That's how it sounded to me, and someone else asked me the same thing at the office a couple of days ago, and I wasn't even aware of it. But now you're telling me it's the glow ring is something that you put your jig in.
Yep.
And the glow ring sits around it, and it makes the jig glow, so when you drop the jig in the water, it brightens up.
Yep, okay, and right. It attaches to your Vexlar, so it's up off the ice. It's
cool.
So it's
that's a nice piece
to add to it. Some of the new clam houses I saw have even more denier or insulation, right? So that's a really nice feature. I remember when insulated portable houses first came to the market, I was kind of thinking to myself, like, okay, is this really going to make a difference with a heater or a buddy heater? But I tell you what, with those quilted denier clam pop-up tents or flip-overs, Tanner and Mark and Strew, you know, I keep my buddy heater on low and I'm in a t-shirt feeling like I'm fishing with Jimmy Buffett.
Then it doesn't get so wet, you know, all the condensation.
Yeah.
I had an uninsulated house for a long time, and it would just it was like a tropical rainforest in there at all times. So it's really nice having you know, a little quilted action in the
Mark
world.
Has continued to wipe off the screen of his cell phone, all the water ring out of
it. You know, a little you know, one of those car wipers on my cell phone.
You know, one other cool thing that I observed from the St. Paul Ice Fishing Show is every year it seems to be a trend that there's more and more family involvement, more dads, moms with their children, boys and girls. And on top of that, there is more and more women getting involved in the sport of ice fishing. So you're continuing to
see. They don't trust their husbands, that's all.
Well, that, and I'm telling you what, like the Women Anglers of Minnesota, I was talking to Kristen Merwin, friend of the show, you know, the president of that organization. They are now up to 590 members. And so to see that and to see, you know, having a daughter, having, you know, my beautiful family and Nicole and the kids come out there, all of them being involved in the sport, it's really nice to see folks like Clam embracing that and even making ice armor suits that are fit women.
We're going to talk more about the ice show, talk to Tanner Cherney of Devil's Lake Tourism, but I think first we've got somebody on the line, and I think originally when I was talking, not yet. But we're going to talk to him in a couple of minutes. Just let me know when we have him.
All right, Tanner.
Gary Benson's going to be here, but he's on Red Lake. He was not on Lake of the Woods. He was on Red Lake. He's going to give us a Red Lake report.
Oh, nice.
The fishing fireman's going to talk to us
in
a couple of minutes.
Yeah, you know, Red Lake is one of those lakes. It's a big bowl. It doesn't get very deep. It freezes over pretty quickly.
Never been on it. You, Tanner?
I have never been on Red Lake myself either.
Tanner, what were some of your observations from the ice fishing show this year?
I'd have to agree with that, the whole family and women thing. It's just been amazing to see the growth in this sport because, you know, it's something that is really growing. And without those people that have never been out there before, we're not going to grow this sport. But overall, it's almost so much to take in one show. It's hard to pick one piece that really to take away.
And I want to give a teaser while we're getting Gary Benson, the fishing fireman, on the line. Stay tuned for the second break because there is a really cool announcement that came out from Devil's Lake, North Dakota, in partnership with Lake of the Woods, Minnesota Tourism, called Walleye Wars, where these two destinations, Tanner,
like a reality show,
are going to battle it out.
In the making.
It's going to be a reality show on Facebook Live on January 3rd, so you're going to want to stay tuned for those details. But, Stru, you got a caller now that's going to give us an update on Upper Red Lake,
Well,
right?
I'll tell you, I'm going to give you a couple of pictures. Gary Benson and I call the fishing fireman. He's got the best job in the world. He's a fireman, been around fireman for many, many years in St. Paul. And he just came back from 4 days up on Red Lake. Gary, how are you doing, my friend?
Good. How are you guys doing?
No more softball for a while, huh?
Well, no, I'll be here Thursday.
I'm going to have to check you guys out. I haven't played at all this winter, and I'm going to try to take care of my knees. But Gary plays a great, great softball player. He's a level or two above me as far as my talent. And he plays all summer long, but he also plays in the domes in the winter as well, once or twice a week. Let's talk fishing. Give us a report of what happened on Red Lake.
Oh, just unbelievable. Caught so many fish. I can't remember last time I had a fishing trip like that. It was just unbelievable.
You know, Gary, Boomer here, thanks again for joining us. You know, Upper Red Lake is often talked in Minnesota because it freezes over fairly quickly compared to the rest of our lakes. It's got a healthy walleye population, and there was a lot of anglers that were buzzing that had already been up there. It's known for having a really good early ice bite. I know you were saying it was just phenomenal. So a couple questions. How deep were you fishing? What were you using? I know some common approaches are either dead sticking with a minnow or some type of, you know, flutter spoon with a treble hook and a plastic that replicates a minnow or the head of a minnow. What were you guys doing?
Well, we were fishing 9 feet and, you know, jigging. Best luck was jigging. Well, on Thursday was probably 50-50 jigging, you know, and then I have a clip on rattle reel for my other line. But most of the time, the best fishing was just jigging with pink, you know, pink or red was working the best. And I like my rattling one of those blade spoons was working really nice. And now, then, basically anything you put on there was catching fish. It was just, you know, when that wave would come through, it was just as soon as you take the fish off, drop it down, you'd catch another one. It was just unbelievable.
Now, Gary, I know this time of the season, you know, we're thinking about walleyes, but it wasn't too far back, 5-10 years ago, that there was a big crappie boom on Upper Red Lake that a lot of folks were setting up shop to go out there and go after it. Did you run into any of those mysterious crappies? Are they still up there on Upper Red Lake?
Well, not where we were fishing, because we were in pretty close. We were in 9 feet, you know, in the sand there. But my friend who was up there all the time, he catches them, you know, but he's out in a different spot, you know, when he catches them. He said he still catches the 15, 16 inches constantly. So they must be around still, just not as good as it was, you know, a few years ago.
Hey, Gary, producer Mark here. And Red's known as kind of like a shallow bowl. How do you go about finding structure, finding a good spot when there isn't usually a whole lot to work with as far as structure?
Well, you know, I don't think it really even matters, because you want to believe on Friday, I'm so glad I can fish during the week because it's just a zoo there on the weekends. But Friday afternoon, I mean, basically there's houses everywhere. I mean, there's portables popped up everywhere. It's just unbelievable. But, you know, I don't think it matters because it's shallow. I mean, all around us was 9 feet. We were going to go a little bit farther, but there was a pressure ridge with some open water, and they finally got a bridge across it on Friday afternoon, but we didn't venture out after. We just stayed where we were because we were having such good luck. But, yeah, I don't think it really matters where you fish, to tell you the truth. Not now.
Now, Gary, I apologize if you already had mentioned this, but how thick was the ice?
It was about 10 inches.
Wow.
And I went out to Beacon Harbor Resort up there, and the plan is this coming weekend now, they're hoping they'll be able to allow, you know, people driving out with their ice castles, but, you know, they're not sure yet. This depends how the week goes.
Hey, Gary, Strewman here. Thanks again for being on the Four Outdoorsman. You know, we have Tanner Cherney on the in the studio with us. He's the one of the representatives of Devil's Lake Tourism. He was at the ice fishing show this weekend. And Devil's Lake now has... you can keep 5 walleyes a day and 10 in possession. What happens up on Red Lake? What's the limit up on Red Lake?
Well, up on Red Lake, you can have 4 in possession and 1 over 17.
What was the average size you were catching up there, Gary?
Oh, the average, I would say between 15 and 17, the most common. We try to keep around 16 and a half for our under. And then our over, the biggest we wanted to keep was an 18. The biggest fish we caught was a 23. And then there was a couple, you know, 21s, 22s in there too. We caught a 30-inch pike. Majority of them, I would say 15 to 17. You know, a couple little ones mixed in, two in here, you know, here and there. But, It was so much fun. I almost got tired of catching them.
Well, I tell you what, Gary, that's a great problem to have when you get tired of catching them.
Yeah.
You know, for our listeners on the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country, great show tonight. Tanner Cherney from Devil's Lake, North Dakota is in studio. Fishing reports from all over the state. At 6:40, we're going to have Jason Mitchell on from Jason Mitchell Outdoors Television. Gary, for our folks that are really trying to dial into some of your techniques, I know you talked about some color schemes, red and orange, you know, a treble hook. Some of the, you know, blade spoons that made some noise, the rattling blade spoons. As far as what you had on the end of that blade spoon, were you using a minnow head, a plastic minnow, a total minnow, and what kind of minnow were you using?
We're using fat heads, just the heads on there.
Just the heads, huh? Well, there you go. Anything else, Gary? I know I heard that in the bays on Mille Lacs, they're flirting with 5 to 7 inches. Someone told me, potentially Mille Lacs is totally frozen over, probably not safe to go out there, you know, in the middle of the lake. But you heard anything on Mille Lacs?
Yeah, I had a friend that was fishing up there today, and he caught his limit in 30 seconds, he said.
You
know, it's only one fish, but he had his limit.
What is the slot on? I know on Mille Lacs, walleyes opened on the 1st of December, which I believe is today, right?
Or yesterday.
Yep. Yesterday. Yeah. What is the slot? Isn't it like 19 to 21 or something like that?
I think it's 21 to 23 to keep this year.
Well, they're moving the slot with the year class. So there we go.
Gary, buddy, yeah. I tell you what, thanks for being with the Four Outdoorsmen. I'm glad you had a great time. Did you guys, you were talking about catching a lot of fish. Was it consistent as well, or just catch a bunch, then you had a 2 or 3 hour layoff and catch a bunch? Was it consistent?
No, it would be catch a bunch and then about 15, 20-minute break where you might just catch one or two maybe, and then all of a sudden, like, the next school would come through and you'd just be hammering them again. I caught 5 fish in 10 minutes. So it was pretty good.
We got to let you go, buddy. I'll tell you what, thanks for reporting. Next time you're going to report on Mille Lacs, I'm sure the fishing fireman, Gary Benson. Take care, be safe, and thanks for being a friend of the Four Outdoorsmen. We'll be right back with Tanner Cherney and Devil's Lake Tourism.
There.
checking in with the four outdoorsmen. Find them at mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
The Minnesota Weapons Collectors Association has been promoting reasonable firearms ownership since 1954. Don't miss the Minnesota Weapons Collectors Association Gun Show at the St. Paul River Center on December 8th and 9th. Buy, sell, or trade antique to modern firearms, accessories, and sporting collectibles. Admission is $5. 12 and under get in free. Under 18 must be with a parent or responsible adult. For more information, visit MWCA.org. That's MWCA.org.
There is only one gear and apparel outfitter that is the Four Outdoorsmen approved, Wild Fowler. Wild Fowler provides head-to-toe concealment in patterns for every possible hunting season. There is no reason to be cold and wet while hunting. When you wear Wild Fowler, you remain dry, comfortable, and quiet. Wild Fowler is a Minnesota company made for Minnesota hunts. To get your Wild Fowler gear in time for your season, go to wildfowleroutfitter.com or visit your local Fleet Farm store. wildfowleroutfitter.com.
Deadshot Custom Call Company is the only duck call trusted and used by the Four Outdoorsmen. Deadshot Custom Calls are handmade in Minnesota and not available in stores because each call has a direct connection to you. Immortalize your hunting dog with the Man's Best Friend series or have a custom image or theme made just for you, whether on your lanyard or on your wall. Deadshot Custom Calls are made from the finest acrylics to last for generations. Customize your call at DeadshotCustomCalls.com.
You can't choose the weather, but you can choose to dress for it. Introducing Blackfish Technical Apparel. This premium line of performance gear will change the way you live outdoors. Learn more at blackfishgear.com.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top-brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Here's the one you've been waiting for. Macy's Friends and Family. Get an extra 10 to 30% off with your Macy's card or pass. You'll even get an extra 15% off beauty. Find your favorite brands at our biggest savings, like down coats for her, 40% off. Fine jewelry, 30 to 50% off. Beautiful designer watches, 20% off. And go luxe with 40% off hotel collection bed and bath through December 10th at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Rooster, it is time to start talking about pheasant hunting season. I know the lakes are freezing over, but that means the sloughs are freezing over too. And if you want a great place to bring the family, only an hour northwest of the cities, Sandpine Pheasants in Avon, Minnesota has you covered. Sandpine Pheasants Family Recreation has 9 different fields. They have guided options with dogs. It is a wonderful environment to tune in your dog. Make sure you get some birds. Go to Sandpine Pheasants in Avon, Minnesota, and take advantage of their 9 fields for a great place to bring your family and dog to go pheasant hunting.
Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get premium blades that ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 instantly on a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new billboards to you. They're horizontal rectangles with a yellow background. The headline reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. And while that might sound like a lot of words for a billboard, they all fit perfectly. Overall, it's a pretty great advertisement.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Total Country Bob
FM. Hey, we're back in the Four Outdoorsmen. Welcome, everybody. I'll tell you, we just got done talking about to Gary Benson. What a great job he's got. He works his butt off. A fireman's not an easy job. 90% boredom, 10%, you know, having a lot of activity and all that. But he gives him a lot of chances to fish, and good for him. Hey, Mark's got a couple of shout-outs
here. I think we should have called this show the Man Crush Show, because your Man Crush Gary Benson was on, my Man Crush Jason Mitchell, and Tanner Boomer's Man Crush is all here, too. We're all set.
We love it.
Four Outdoorsmen shout-out, if you want to give a shout-out, if we read it on air, go to the Four Outdoorsmen Facebook page and put a comment in the comment section. We have a couple here, one from the Zeiss family. Said kiddos had a great time on Saturday rubbing elbows with the pros. I see a picture of them and Jiggy. They also have a picture with our guest next segment, Jason Mitchell. So hello to them. Bill Katz said, great to see you, Boomer, and nice family you have. That's cool. He must have.
Yeah, Bill Katz from Katz Covers there. Those are those covers you put in the permanent ice houses.
Yeah,
so
that's a great company. Those are everywhere.
Yeah.
They're doing great. Good for you guys. And Corey from the What's Working Now Facebook page said, worked the ice show all weekend, so no pictures, but awesome being around all the amazing people that were involved in the fishing industry, and he's excited to give these plastics What's Working Now tryout, BY Plastics Company LTD. So thank you everyone for writing in, and if you want to give a shout out, post a comment.
Boomer, don't you have a shout out?
I do have a shout out to Daryl in Delano. When I was sitting in the Visit Devil's Lake, North Dakota booth, we were yapping about where he wants to go ice fishing, and all of a sudden it came up that he listens to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country. And so, Daryl, thank you again for your loyalty and listening to the show. Can't wait to potentially see you in Devil's Lake. Good luck. Make sure you call Tanner at Devil's Lake Tourism. He can put you on where the hot bite is or what guide you want to go with. But Tanner, took you 5 years, but we now have you in studio, buddy.
I felt like there needed to be a drum roll there or something.
Yeah. We usually ask you what you're doing, and you usually have a pretty creative answer. So with that, Tanner, what's new with you in Devil's Lake, North Dakota?
Oh, it's a wonderful time of the year in Devil's Lake right now. You know, you're talking about roosters and everything. I have a hard time this time of the year because we're making ice in Devil's Lake. So ice fishing season is just getting underway, but man, there's still upland hunting. So right now, Devil's Lake, we are on the cusp of beginning a fun winter season. Devil's Lake is making ice. We're sitting with 8 to 10 inches probably up on Lake Irvin and Lake Allison, some of those northern feeder lakes.
Yep.
And Devil's Lake itself, about a week ago, I heard Main Bay had actually froze over. So Devil's Lake is officially locked up. And we are getting to be getting on fishable ice.
Is it pretty good foundational ice too, Tanner? I know Devil's Lake is 180,000 acres approximately, and it spider webs.
I thought it was 140 last year.
Actually, I thought it was 140. Tanner corrected me in the booth. It's 180,000 acres.
So that's from about 80,000 acres 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was about 40,000 acres in the early 90s, and geez, it was about 5-10 years ago when we hit the peak of the flooding, it was 225,000 acres, so it is over quadrupled in size.
And to put that in perspective for our listeners, Mille Lacs is about 135,000-ish acres, and it's pretty circular in nature, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas in Devil's Lake, that's 180,000 acres. It's spider webs all over the place. So the nice thing about Devil's Lake is you can feel like you're fishing on your own body of water without feeling crowded, and no matter what the wind is doing, you can always find some cover, or as we always say, you can always
fish those wind-blown
shorelines.
What's wind?
Yeah, there's no wind.
And with your Alumacraft, we can get there fairly quickly no matter where you want to go.
You betcha, buddy. Great plug. So, Tanner, we're making ice. Is a foundational ice pretty good in Devils right now?
It is. You know, we always run that issue of windy days when we're starting to get that first formation of ice, and whatever reason, this year the stars aligned, and we had a couple of calm days there right before the whole lake locked up. So we have a good, solid formation. And, you know, like we got some snow down here over the St. Paul Ice Show. We haven't got a lot of snow up in Devil's Lake. So
We
don't have that insulation over the ice. So we are getting ice built every day now that we've had these colder
days. And you're not having any of the ice heaves right now like you normally do.
You know, we actually do have a few that are starting to form for the reason that the ice just rapidly started growing. So
okay.
We had that expansion so quick that there is a few pressure ridges starting to show up. But, you know, that's going to happen.
Yeah, that happens on every lake, Tanner. You know, when I think of Devil's Lake and I think of ice fishing or even open water fishing in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, I often refer to the slot limits. And we laugh about it because we say it so often, but the walleye slot is non-existent. You can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. So that's 10 walleyes to your freezer. Perch is 20 a day. I believe the possession is 40. Is that correct?
It is. Yep, correct.
So with that being said, and I know that's looked at every year by Game and Fish in North Dakota and the Devil's Lake area as well, what's the outlook for walleyes and jumbo perch this year for ice fishing?
You know, the outlook is looking actually pretty dang good. There's a good and healthy fish population for walleyes and perch. You know, we have those opportunities at those trophy fish, just like any lake. But, you know, Devil's Lake's one of the very few places where you can go out and catch that true 15-inch trophy jumbo perch. Might not be a huge number of them, but, you know, those eater size 8 to 11-inch, 12-inch perch are going to be doing pretty well. And as you guys experienced last year when we came out there and fished, we were on a school for, what, 6 hours straight that day?
Yeah.
And it was a tougher bite, but, I mean, there was plenty of fish there. They just have a huge forage base out there with that brine shrimp in the lake that takes a little extra coaxing sometimes to get them to fire up.
Yeah, Tanner, you know, the jumbo perch fishing in Devil's Lake is often where people want to go because there's not a lot of perch of that size that you can get close to the Twin Cities here or within the Bob kind of listenership that we have from our stations here in St. Cloud and in Rochester, Minnesota. For our listeners that are thinking about going jumbo perch fishing, if you were going to offer them about a minute worth of tips, what would you tell them to focus on as far as structure and bait selection?
So as far as I would say, make sure you're ready to drill a lot of holes. Portable fishing is the best way to fish Devil's Lake, especially for jumbo perch. They are basin roamers. So you're going to want to pick a spot. I mean, you could be shallow or deep, but you're going to want to pick an area, stick to that area, and just start drilling and covering ground. And I like to drill like an X pattern or whatever it may be and pre-drill 50 holes. And then just start hopping between each hole. Give each hole maybe 3 to 5 minutes. See if there's fish there. And if there's no fish, move on. You were one, I think, that always told me, don't fish memories.
Yeah.
And perch fishing is one of those things you definitely don't want to fish memories because they're always on the move. So light tackle, tungsten jigs like we were talking about earlier. And I think that's probably the number one piece of advice is just it's a very light bite, so you got to be dialed into that. And you're probably going to be fishing outside when you're running a gun, but if you can get a house set up and fish them, you're going to feel that bite that much even more.
Mark.
Hey, Tanner, what are kind of the patterns for jumbo perch throughout the year, early ice compared to midwinter and late ice? I know we always go pretty deep for them and look for structure. Is there any kind of pattern to follow as the season goes on?
There is. You know, it seems like early in the season, you might actually catch a lot of the perch a lot shallower. You will find some deeper, but it's generally a shallower bite. And then as the season progresses,
what do you mean by shallow? About what depth?
Anywhere from 10 to 15, upwards of 20 feet. And then as the season progresses and winter kind of sets in a little harder, it seems like a lot of these fish are moving out deeper into the basins. And I don't know if it's because of the fact that the forage base is moving out that way. But then you're focusing, you know, February, March, you're fishing 30 to 40 feet of water.
Yeah.
So it definitely is a pattern that you can see change throughout the season.
You know, Tanner, as you fish for those perch a little deeper, I remember a few times where I've lost some walleyes fishing deeper on Devils because I was using a mono that stretched so much and it was hard to keep the tension of the hook in their mouth. What kind of line do you recommend for perch fishing in the deeper waters of Devils Lake, North Dakota?
I'm definitely using braid just because you want to have that hook set ratio there. It just seems to help with that stretch in the line. So I use braid.
So, Tanner, there was some big news that was announced on Facebook Live. It's going to be like a reality show. It's going to meet kind of where the Kardashians meet ice fishing, where there's going to be some bantering back and forth between two destinations that most people get emotional about and very passionate about when it comes to walleye fishing, open water or ice. And this year it's going to kick off with ice, where Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and Lake of the Woods Tourism, Minnesota, face it off in hashtag walleye wars. So
this is look so
up
cool.
Walleye wars or hashtag walleye wars to look this up on social media. And it's going to be a fish off on Facebook Live January 3rd for who gets the ultimate bragging rights, Devil's Lake or Lake of the Woods. Tell our listeners about this awesome competition.
So, you know, yeah, you know, it's one of those things that after a few years, I've seen a lot of the same stuff. And I think it's called Major League Fishing, where they go live and they have the referees in the boat and all that stuff. I just wanted to see, there's always the same stuff going on in the fishing industry. So I was trying to think of a way to be creative and, you know, kind of get the word out there about two destinations at the same time and just get a buzz in a win-win situation. So sometimes you go to a conference and you always think, this is boring. I'm not going to learn a lot. So I went to a conference this year in Phoenix, Arizona, and I took one thing out of it on social media, and this was it. I figured Joe Henry, he's a good friend of mine up at Lake of the Woods.
Yeah.
Devil's Lake, known for walleye and perch fishing. Lake of the Woods is a big walleye fishing, unclaimed walleye capital of the world.
Yep.
So I figured what better way than to challenge Joe to a fish-off to see who could get the first annual Walleye Wars bragging rights for the best walleye fishing destination in the Midwest.
So you guys, is it, what is the format? Have you, this is brand new territory.
You're
kind of learning as you go along. How do you, what is the format and who's going to be fishing in this
thing?
It's
kind of ever evolving as we're talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, we just rolled it out at the St. Paul Ice Show here.
Yeah.
The format is going to be, it's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on both Devil's Lake Tourism and Lake of the Wood Tourism's Facebook
It should
page.
Probably be a working day for you, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's
right?
On a Thursday. It's going to
be very productive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
yeah.
productive.
And you got a pre-fish.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So you got a couple days there. So it's going to be 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it's going to be a format where we're going to go live on top of the hour and at the bottom of the hour. So Lake of the Woods will go live at the top of the hour and Devil's Lake will go live at the bottom of the hour, so 9:30, 10:30. And we're going to go live each segment, so we're going to have an hour in between, and we're going to go on there and talk about what we just did, see updates on who's catching fish, who's in the lead, all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a way to get our fans and followers involved with his fans and vice versa, and just to get a create a little bit of a stirrup in the fishing industry, I think.
Well, I think it's wonderful. This is technically free publicity. Facebook, all the social media is going to go crazy about it because this is fun, and you're accomplishing what you want to do. You're kind of get your name out there, and Lake of the Woods getting their name out there. This is really a cool idea.
I think it really is.
I'm proud of you.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and there's a lot of details that are going to be coming as we get closer to the date, but January 3rd is going to be one of the coolest dates, I think, this week.
Is there going to be trash talking and stuff?
They already were trash talking.
I don't know if you watched the Facebook Live feed that we had, but there was a lot of trash talk already.
Man, it started funny. Off friendly. It was kind of funny behind the scenes. You know, we were there for Blue 42, and we were filming these two guys, Joe Henry and Tanner, and everyone was kind of what I call Midwest nice or Minnesota nice. And then as the live feed progressed, and of course you can't edit on Facebook Live, it's live TV, which is great about Walleye Wars, Lake of the Woods, Devil's Lake, going on January 3rd, Facebook Live. It progressed, and you could tell their mannerisms are changing as the Facebook Live and the competitive juices were going. Tanner, I'm really excited because I get to participate as one of the guests for Devil's Lake. Can you share a little teaser with our listeners about this Walleye Wars contest between Devil's Lake, Lake of the Woods, January 3rd, Facebook Live? What are the guests going to be like? What's the format and how are they going
to
participate?
So yes, we're going to bring in guests throughout the show to speak on like different aspects of like for Devil's Lake, for us, an instance, we're going to bring in and have some, you know, like a resort owner or hotel owner, just basically talking to not only of how the competition is going, but also how resorts and hotels have embraced the tourism industry in North Dakota and Devil's Lake particular. And it's just a way for us to even get in front of more people and really showcase what Devil's Lake has, you know, from our tourism to just everything.
Yeah, well, Tanner, I was going to say that's all nice, but when I'm in the ice house talking to you and we're bragging about Devil's Lake, I'm in it to win it, brother. So
absolutely.
We're fishing too, man. We are going to take this trophy to Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
I want that trophy behind my desk on a platform. It's going to be there.
Go ahead, Mark.
You know what would be awesome if this is a success? Have almost like an NCAA tournament and get a couple other tourism areas involved and like, you know, battle it out. And
Like a bracket?
Yeah, like a bracket, you know, have Mille Lacs and, you know, like have a tiered like playoff system.
I could almost see this being like a new television show new episode on Minnesota Bound.
I'm talking to my bosses. I'm talking to my bosses tomorrow.
The other thing I'm thinking of, you know, this is ice fishing. What about summer? We got to have a little battle in the summer, too.
Yeah, it's not going to stop. I mean, I've never heard of this type of competition, Stru. This is uncharted territories where two premier destinations for walleye fishing are going to battle it out. And I love the fact that it's battled out on Facebook Live on January 3rd. Devil's Lake, Lake of the Woods, Facebook Live, hashtag Walleye Wars, to see who has the bragging rights for the better premier walleye.
You're
going to
have the same number of
baby.
Guys or women on each team, right? And how do you determine the winner, total weight, biggest fish? How are you going
to
do that?
That is to come. We want to keep you guys kind of tuned in on this, so we aren't releasing those details yet. That'll be a
but
little
bit will be
such
a winner.
Tease.
There will be a winner.
You can't give the whole shebang right now.
There's going to be a winner,
You're
buddy.
Not giving everybody a ribbon.
There will be for sure.
I remember, again, on this Facebook Live, and I know Brandon's going to start the music. We're going to go to break. We're going to have Fishing Star legend Jason Mitchell Outdoors, Jason Mitchell on the show here, but their mannerisms, if you haven't seen it, go to Devil's Lake Facebook page, and you've got to see it. The post went out Friday around 12:30 Central Standard Time, and just the competition, Mark, just Tanner and how Joe were interacting with each other, you could tell that the competitive juices were running. And if they could have done it, they would have done it right there. It was like McGregor when he fought, what was that guy in the boxing match?
Yeah.
It was like those two. But they were going at it right away.
Fun. I just want to say, I hope you're ready, Joe Henry, because I have my game face on.
Smack talk.
We'll be right back. And Tanner's going to stick around the rest of the show as well. We'll be right back with Jason Mitchell.
Yes.
Now would be the time to check on the jerky. These smokers aren't going to tend themselves. You're listening to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Outdoors.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
There is only one gear and apparel outfitter that is the Four Outdoorsmen approved, Wild Fowler. Wild Fowler provides head-to-toe concealment and patterns for every possible hunting season. There is no reason to be cold and wet while hunting. When you wear Wild Fowler, you remain dry, comfortable, and quiet. Wild Fowler is a Minnesota company made for Minnesota hunts. To get your Wild Fowler gear in time for your season, go to wildfowleroutfitter.com or visit your local Fleet Farm store. wildfowleroutfitter.com.
Deadshot Custom Call Company is the only duck call trusted and used by the Four Outdoorsmen. Deadshot Custom Calls are handmade in Minnesota and not available in stores because each call has a direct connection to you. Immortalize your hunting dog with the Man's Best Friend series or have a custom image or theme made just for you, whether on your lanyard or on your wall. Deadshot Custom Calls are made from the finest acrylics to last for generations. Customize your call at deadshotcustomcalls.com.
You can't choose the weather, but you can choose to dress for it. Introducing Blackfish Technical Apparel. This premium line of performance gear will change the way you live outdoors. Learn more at blackfishgear.com.
Introducing the Ascent Float Suit by Clam Outdoors. Finally, a float suit that provides the security of flotation with the benefit of flexibility. And the Ascent Float Suit offers the same maximum breathability and warmth that you expect from Ice Armor by Clam. Security, mobility, Ascent.
Sandpine Pheasants in Avon, Minnesota is your family recreation place if you're looking for a wonderful opportunity to get your kids out, your family out, and just get your dog tuned in. They have over 9 fields, and it's only an hour away from Minnesota. Sandpine Pheasants offers guided options, great fields to go get that amazing rooster, Boomer here again. So if you're looking for a great place to tune in your dog, take the family hunting, visit sandpinepheasants.com in Avon, Minnesota.
I'm Mary Jo Copeland. Sharing and Caring Hands is in its 35th year of helping people in need, thanks to your generosity. Many people are in need through no fault of their own and need your help. To the world, you may be one person, but to that person, you may be the world. Your donations provide meals, shelter, food, clothing, medical needs, and much more. 91% of your tax-deductible donations go to the needs of the poor. We take no government funding and rely solely on your donations. To learn more or to donate, go to sharingandcaringhands.org. May God bless you all.
Twice a day on Bob FM, it's Today in Country Music History. Hello, this is Carl Geisler, your host. Join me as I take you on a tour through country music with Today in Country Music History. What happened on this day, where your favorite artists charted their hits, and which of your favorite country singers are celebrating a birthday. Weekdays at 1:25 and 9:25 p.m. brought to you exclusively by Kurt Weers at United Country Pro Realty in Annandale. Online at WeSellFarmsMN.com.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Here's the one you've been waiting for. Macy's Friends and Family. Get an extra 10 to 30% off with your Macy's card or pass.
You'll even get an extra 15% off beauty. Find your favorite brands at our biggest savings, like down coats for her, 40% off. Fine jewelry, 30 to 50% off. Beautiful designer watches, 20% off. And go luxe with 40% off hotel collection bed and bath through December 10th at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Hey, we're back. The Four Outdoorsmen, Strewman here. Boomer, our favorite guest, the fourth or fifth outdoorsman, however you want to find that. That's Tanner Cherney's over there, Devils Lake Tourism. Mark Lukey, producer, and Brandon's behind the glass running the control board. Thanks again, Brandon. Is our buddy Jason around right there right now? Jason, are you there, pal?
Yep, I can hear you guys. How are you doing?
Every day's a gift, buddy. Every day's a gift. Strewman here. Thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. Boomer's going to take this away.
Hey, Jason, thanks again for joining us tonight. I know you've been busy this weekend taking photos with people, sharing ice fishing tips. How you doing after the St. Paul Ice Fishing Show?
Doing great. It was a great show and just got wrapped up and on the way back to the Tundra and just getting back in and plan on doing some fishing tomorrow. So.
You know, Jason, you know, you're a star and a legend in the fishing world, especially with Jason Mitchell Outdoors TV and the success you've seen with that. So you've got a lot of different ice fishing seasons under your belt. We've had some pretty early ice, some pretty strong ice. What do you think in general about the ice conditions and what it's going to take play for the rest of the ice fishing season?
Well, it's definitely an early start, probably one of the earlier starts that I've seen. We've had early ice before and cold snaps before, but you know, this early cold weather, I mean, it started in October, early October even, and boy, for this time of the year, we've got a lot of ice. When I left on Thursday, you know, I was finding 9-10 inches in places and 6 inches in other places, maybe 5 inches, you know, but I would bet there's a lot of places around Devil's Lake up in North Dakota on some of the smaller lakes, especially where people were probably driving out this weekend for the first time. And, you know, there's a lot of years where we went down to the St. Paul Ice Show, you know, early December, where nobody had been out ice fishing yet. Whereas this year, you know, we get down there and, you know, people all over have been ice fishing for a week or two, you know. So, yeah, it's definitely an early start. It's shaping up to be a long winter and good ice. So,
you know, Jason, you know, speaking of the St. Paul Ice Fishing Show, I know you've got some new products that you're behind. What were some of the cool things that, from an ice fishing perspective, rods, reels, houses, gear, apparel, what are you excited about this year?
Well, I tell you what, the new float suit that Clam had, you know, they had the tank where, you know, they had people, you know, getting in the water and showing that up. That was pretty cool, you know, for a lot of people that had never seen how a float suit or a rise suit, lift suit works. And that was cool. And so, you know, people are more safety conscious where, you know, people, especially, you know, Great Lakes, ice, fishing rivers, things like that, where, you know, you can encounter some questionable ice. You know, some of the safety features are pretty neat, you know, and people are starting to take that pretty seriously. I tell you what, it was surprising how well Clam's line has taken off. I mean, that's a kind of a tough category to crack into, but they did a phenomenal job with it. I mean, they listened to a lot of ice anglers when they came up with that program, and that's been crazy. You know, they've got some of the very best braids, some of the very best fluorocarbons, some of the very best mono, whether you're a panfish angler or you're fishing for walleyes or you're fishing for big toothy fish. You know, they've got a really incredible assortment, and that's been hot. The tackle was hot. People were buying Dexlars and shelters, and I mean, you name it. I mean, everybody was walking around with something, you know, so that was pretty cool.
You know, Jason, I know you're a very humble, modest guy, and you didn't talk about your new Dead Meat rod series, but rods continue to evolve in ice fishing and different rods for different applications. The Dead Meat series, I kept trying to talk to you and you kept getting pulled by people over to that new series of rods you came out with. Share a couple highlights about that rod and why it's so popular.
Well, you know, it's kind of a spinoff of the Meat Stick, and that Meat Stick rod has just been, it's been one of our best rods for almost over 10 years, you know, and I have to chuckle because, you know, there's a push towards custom rods. You can obviously spend as much as you want, but you know, a lot of the custom rods, you know, that have that soft noodle tip with that quick backbone, you know, they're basically a copy or a variation of that original Meat Stick. And so you can spend $100 for that action or you can spend $30. It's up to you. But that dip meat is just a variation of that meat stick where we just increased the guide train. It just made a rod that was more built for fishing outside. We could get ice on your line, you know, just fishing in really tough elements. And that rod, I mean, yeah, that rod's been extremely popular. You know, people were asking for that pretty much nonstop all day. And, you know, obviously I tested out the prototypes and got them where I want them last winter. And boy, I tell you what, I love fishing with that rod. So.
Hey, Jason Strewman here. Thanks for being on the 4-Hour Outdoorsman talking about the fishing rods. I know very little about this stuff, and you know that as well. But you talk about the meat stick. Okay, it's been very, very popular for 10 years or so, and you helped get that thing going. You must patent it. I don't know what you do with that meat stick or any kind of fishing rod or any kind of fishing equipment. What prevents someone from copying that? It's a fishing rod. You know, what prevents someone from copying that and selling it for a lot less? You know what I'm talking about? How do you protect yourself?
Well, you can't. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's a monkey see, monkey do industry. And, you know, and to be fair, you know, we're not the first person to ever come up with a walleye jigging spoon either, you know. But, you know, whenever a company comes up with something that's similar to somebody else's, you know, you try to put your own twist or your own spin to either you try to make it cheaper, you try to make it better, you know, or do something differentiated. But that's just the, I guess it's the, you know, most sincere form of flattery, you know. And ultimately, I don't know if any of the companies, you know, can worry what another company does that's similar. You just do your thing and sell your product and the beauty of this industry is there's enough room for everybody.
Yeah, and it changes all the time.
Absolutely.
You know, Jason, I know the success, the viewership continues to rise. Your YouTube channel, your Facebook page continues to explode with Jason Mitchell Outdoors TV. With the ice fishing episodes that you have coming up, can you tease our listeners on some of the expeditions that you're going on and the destinations that you're traveling to?
Yeah, you know, for this series here, you know, we were up in Manitoba. We filmed some lake trout stuff out there. We were out to Fort Peck and filmed some more lake trout stuff. We got down to Iowa this past winter. We did some stuff over in Minnesota. Obviously, around Devil's Lake, those are always the easy shows for me to film. And, you know, we try to get around, but we're already filming, you know, like we filmed that last week, we're filming this week, we're going to be filming all through the end of the month here, and we'll air, you know, a lot of the stuff that we're filming right now, we'll actually air it in January, just, you know, to try to get the brief stuff out that is relevant, because, you know, fisheries cycle and stuff too, but we're going to be up to Lake Winnipeg this year, we're going to be doing some stuff on Devil's Lake here in the next few weeks, you know, and our perch numbers are good. I mean, we're going to have a lot of nice fish this year. Last year was pretty good, but we saw a lot of, you know, kind of the next class of fish. And we thought, boy, they're right on the verge, 9, 10, 11 inches. And those fish are now another year older, a few inches longer, inch or two longer. And so I think Devil's Lake, we're poised for a good winter up there. And then, you know, we get over to northeast South Dakota and get some stuff done down there. You know, I don't know where we'll ultimately end up. You know, I might try to get up to Lake of the Woods this year. I haven't filmed up there in a while. I might try to get out to Lake Erie. We're going to have a long, cold winter. I'm going to try to definitely get over to Erie at least once this year. So,
you know, Jason, we get to watch you on TV and on YouTube and Facebook, you know, catching all these fabulous fish. As our listeners are tuning in from the 4 Outdoors and on Bob Country, all over the land of 10,000 lakes, we're talking to Jason Mitchell. Jason, we got to ask you for some early ice fishing tips. So, share with our listeners in general, as they're approaching different lakes, what are some ways that Jason Mitchell would approach a new lake?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is safety. You know, you can't assume anything. And, you know, I was even talking to people this weekend, you know, where all 3 inches is perfectly fine, you know, to walk on. You know, I don't see what the big deal is about fishing on 3 inches of ice. That's not crazy. You know, and I fish on 3 inches of ice too, but the thing to remember is there's no room for error. And so you can have 3 inches of ice, but you can have one spot where there's 100 Canada geese sitting a week ago, and you walk across that on the wrong day, and you can be in trouble in a hurry. And so, you know, you got to prioritize safety. Use a spud bar. You know, don't assume anything and pick your way out to where you need to fish. You know, this past week, I probably walked 20 miles on the ice checking ice, you know, with just a spud bar. I had ice cleats on and you know, picks on, so just in case the worst were to happen, and, you know, wearing a flotation suit and traveling pretty light, where I basically just had a one-man flip-over fish trap and a Vexlar and a couple rods and four or five pieces of tackle, you know, in just a cage roll. And, so you got to prioritize safety. But, right away, I mean, you know, a lot of times when we're fishing, you know, you can still find green weeds in a lot of these Minnesota lakes, especially, you know, that's going to be a high percentage target, you know, to find fish. And if they're not there, then typically they're right off that edge or just starting to accumulate over the basin, you know, where they're in that hole. And typically, you know, those fish are going to show up on your electronics. But every lake's different, too. Every lake's got its own personality. You can find a stained, shallow lake that, you know, where the fish hug the bottom and there's not much for weeds and the fish are running basin edges. And then you go 3 miles away and you can find a lake that's 60 feet deep and it has one 30-foot hole where the fish accumulate. And it seems like every crappie in the lake is in that hole. So, you know, every lake is different. It's hard to put a rubber stamp, do this, this, and this, and you're going to be successful. It just doesn't work that way. But at the same time, if you follow a process of elimination and not get discouraged, I mean, like this past week, I was telling you about all the miles I walked on the ice. Well, there's times where I walked a mile and a half out to get to a specific spot, and I got there and realized that when I got there's no fish there. So then I got to walk all the way back. And, and you just can't get discouraged, you know. And sometimes, obviously, if you fish a lot in the fall, you have a pretty good starting point at times where you can just basically ice fish where you put those fish to bed in the fall, and that's a pretty good easy layup usually too. If a lake fish is good in the fall, usually fish is good at early ice. But you know, if you haven't had that, then, or if you're fishing new water, you know, you just, it's the process of elimination. Hopefully you don't run out of time before you find them.
Hey Jason, you know, you've been out for a long time, and Jason Morton, I think it's Jason Mitchell Outdoors, FSN, I think, Fox Sports, right? What,
yep.
You're on. And I watch you occasionally, yep. Of course, you know, and I think about, you are out in the public eye all the time, and you're filming and fishing and filming and fishing. In your entire, let's say the last 10 years, is it possible for you and your wife to say, listen, screw this for 2 weeks, let's go someplace? Can you literally shut down for 2 weeks and not think about fishing or filming for 2 weeks? Or do you have to keep on going?
Oh, I don't go that long without fishing. I never come that long without fishing. I'm there's some people, I mean, and everybody's different, right? I'd rather fish than talk about it. I'd rather fish than do anything. I love fishing. I love, you know, everything about it. Some people, I mean, they fish a few times. They just soon talk about it the rest of the time, and that's fine. You know, everybody's different, but I'm wired where I want to fish.
All right, so let's say this, and let's change that a little bit, and Mark wants us to wrap it up, and Mark will asking the question as well. Go ahead and ask a question, Mark. Go ahead.
Well, I don't mean to change the subject here, but I don't know if you heard on Facebook or whatever, but our friend Tanner here from Devil's Lake is in a big competition coming up with Lake of the Woods, a hashtag Walleye Wars. So I want to get your take on what you think about those two different bodies of water. Does Tanner have a chance, and do you have a golden spot for him just ready? Ready on, so you can show how good Devil's Lake is for walleye.
Well, what's the competition? Is like the biggest five or like the biggest, I mean, is like the best day, or what's the competition?
Jason, this is Tanner here. We're working on that right now, trying to figure out exactly how we're going to do it, but I think we're leaning towards possibly like the going total inches on your five best fish.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, they're both phenomenal fisheries in their own right. I mean, they're both special. You know, I would say if you've been, you know, I mean, realistically, and I'm just talking as an angler, not as somebody that lives in Devil's Lake or anything like that, but I mean, if you just fished Devil's Lake, you owe it to yourself to go to Lake of the Woods at least once to see it. And if you've only fished Lake of the Woods over the years, you owe it to yourself to see what Devil's Lake's about. You know, it's like golfing on different golf courses. I've never golfed before, but I hear that people like to go to different golf courses. You know,
it's kind of like dating, you know, in college.
Both, yeah, but they're both phenomenal fisheries. And I think, realistically, if it's total inches, five fish, it's gonna be interesting. I mean, either lake could win on any day. I would say that, you know, as far as Devil's Lake, what Devil's Lake is really good at is a fishery. What makes Devil's Lake so special in my mind is just the sheer volume. I mean, it's been so productive as far as a fish factory, as far as growth rates and forage, just the sheer volume of, say, 17 to 26, 27-inch walleyes. I mean, you look at the spring run up in the channels and the number of 4 to 8-pound walleyes that are caught is just off the charts, you know, when the water's running. And, yeah, there's fish over 30 inches. There's 10-pound fish. But at the same time, if it's, like, the biggest fish of the winter, you know, Lake of the Woods, I mean, you look at the Rainy River run, and boy, there's a lot of 10-pound-plus fish, you know. And there's I would say Lake of the Woods probably has, you know, as a general thumb, that system probably has more fish over 11 pounds than what Devil's Lake would. And so they both have their pros and cons. They're both incredible fisheries. You talk to professional walleye anglers and people that fish tournaments, and they love coming to Devil's Lake because it's just the sheer number of nice fish that they can catch, and with the possibility of, you know, the bigger top-end fish. But, you know, Lake of the Woods is pretty special, too. Those people also love to go to Lake of the Woods.
Well, there it was. Jason Mitchell live driving home to Devil's Lake, North Dakota from the St. Paul Ice Fishing Show. Jason, we got about 30 seconds left. Can you share where folks can tune into you and follow you on social media?
Yeah, you know, the easiest way, well, I mean, a lot of people follow our YouTube channel. You know, if you just search Jason Mitchell Outdoors on our YouTube, you know, you'll see some stuff pop up. Facebook, Instagram, you know, and a lot of people send us questions and stuff, too, and we try to answer them all. So people can definitely follow us, and we try to keep it updated with our travels and where we're at. So,
all right.
Happy to help.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Be careful getting home, and thanks for being a friend of the Four Outdoorsmen.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks for listening, everybody, tonight. Thanks for Tanner Tierney of Devil's Lake Tours and being here, and Boomer's got something to say.
Get outdoors! Bob out.